Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, Tom. Are you going to pick up Bishop and go to church?
That's what he said.
That's what
now,
I said.
He didn't say stay for church. He just said you're going to take him.
You're going to stay?
I'm going to church.
Sybil, I thank you for that clarification, Sybil. Thank you.
Are you going to go? You're going to
stay?
Yes. I'm going to church. If Tim Tebow wins Saturday night, and y'all say that's God's quarterback,
you gonna stay in the worship center or in the car?
I'm not only going to church, and I will go to church. I will pick Bishop up and take him.
You're gonna be in the spillover room. That's where you're gonna be. You're gonna be inside.
You're gonna be in the baby room. What they call it, the old school, the cry room.
The spillover room. Spillover room.
Wow.
Or
okay.
In the church kitchen.
That's not gonna happen. Tom Brady is not gonna let this happen.
No, it's not gonna happen. My Texans gonna handle the Baltimore Ravens, though, so I just wanna let you know that. Sybil, come on now. Ain't like your Bears got in. All right, Tom, normally I don't deal with mess. And baby mama drama, NBA players. I don't deal with all that sort of stuff. But I got an email from Deborah Mathis, a frequent contributor on TV1's Washington Watch with Roland Martin.
And BlackAmericanWeb.com.
BlackAmericanWeb.com, former White House correspondent for Gannett News Service. And Deborah said, enough is enough. And, of course, her daughter is Allison Mathis. She has a child with Chris Bosh, and they've been going back and forth for like the last 3 years. And Deborah said, it's time for me to speak up. And so I said, okay, Deborah, you my girl. Let's see what you got to say. Deborah joins us this morning. Now, Deborah, what ticked you off was a TMZ story that said that he wasn't allowed to see the child around Christmas. And you said, wait a minute. Come on now. I know the facts behind this deal. They are just trying to trash my daughter.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Good morning to everybody. It's
hi,
really
Deborah.
Early. Hi, Tom. It was the second time that TMZ had run that kind of story. The first time was, many people will remember this, the headline screamed something like, Chris Bosh tells Judge, I just want my daughter to see me play in the finals.
Right.
That was back in June. And both times, those were distortions of what was going on. They were misrepresentations and cast Allison in a false light that made it look like she was holding the baby back from Chris when actually he sees her every 2 weeks. Trinity travels to Miami. He has not found it possible, even during the off season and the long lockout, to travel to Orlando to see his baby daughter. But she's picked up and brought to Miami. For a while, Allison took her down there, but now he has someone pick her up and bring her to him and then bring her back. That's every 2 weeks, with very, very rare exception. Those exceptions being, one, when Trinity was sick and told not to travel because of her ear infection, and another time when Bosch's road schedule didn't match up.
So why the back and forth? Deborah, why the back and forth? Is he trying to get custody of the child? And as a mother, how do you feel to see your daughter constantly put in this situation?
I got to tell you, my daughter is different from me. She is, she's quiet. She lives a quiet life. I'll put it that way. She lives a quiet, private life. I've been out in the public for most of my adult life. She lives a quiet life. Likes it that way, wants it that way, is a wonderful young mother. I mean, I thought I was a pretty good mother. My daughter has run circles around me, and the baby is proof of it. She is a wonderful young mother and loves that job.
Now, Deborah, didn't Chris Bosh get married?
Yes, he did. He did, and that's fine. I mean, that's his life. Here's the thing, Tom. He wants to move on. They were together for a couple of years. They lived together in Toronto and Dallas. They traveled together. They planned the baby. The baby's not an accident, a mistake, a one-night stand, anything. They bought a house together. He came back from the Olympics when Allison was about 7 months pregnant, and he dumped her. She was, as you might imagine, devastated to the point that physically she was having all kinds of repercussions. She had breakthrough bleeding. He would not come across town to take her to the doctor. A friend had to leave her job to come to take Allison to the doctor to tend to the breakthrough bleeding. I brought her to Maryland, as you might imagine. I'm bringing my baby here. The baby was born here under emergency cesarean because Allison had life-threatening condition that befalls some women during pregnancy called preeclampsia. I sent a text message to Chris to tell him what was going on. We're in the hospital, life-threatening, may have emergency C-section, no response. So the baby's born beautifully. No problems with the baby. Allison still had was still on the edge. I was never scarier in my life than to watch my daughter there with her blood pressure going up. And she did recover, obviously, but then she had Bell's palsy, which is often caused by stress. One side of her face collapsed one day. Dang. She still has occasional flare-ups.
And meanwhile, Chris Bosh hadn't been around, huh?
Well, I can't say he hasn't been around because he has been around through the court over and over and over. Every time we turn around, she's being sued for something, held for contempt for something.
Okay, well, Deborah, how's your daughter doing now, and how's your grandbaby?
My daughter is well. She's tired of being harassed and bullied by somebody who's using money as a weapon. But
other than that, how is she doing?
She's doing well, thank you.
And how's the baby doing?
Baby's perfect.
That's good. All right. All right, Deborah Mathis.
All right, Deborah, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good luck, Deborah.
Yeah.
Thank you.